ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden told donors in Virginia his rocky debate performance was due in part to foreign travel, which he says wasn't too smart. The White House still insisting it was just a bad night.
We're not taking away from what you all saw or what the American people saw. We understand it was a bad night. It is not uncommon for incumbents to have a bad night on their first debate.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the president will give an exclusive interview Friday to ABC News, his first since the debate. Judge Juan Merchan has postponed sentencing in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial until September 18th. Hurricane Beryl roaring through open waters and could bring life-threatening wind and storm surge to Jamaica. The Pentagon says the U.S. will soon announce an additional $2.3 billion in military assistance to Ukraine. Singer Ann Wilson of the band Heart will undergo chemo after surgery for a cancerous tumor. This is ABC News. A British neonatal nurse serving a life sentence for murdering seven babies and attempting to murder six others has been convicted of trying to kill yet another infant. Israeli Defense Forces told Palestinians to evacuate the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis following a rocket attack.
Over 250,000 Gazan refugees fleeing Khan Yunis once again. The Israeli army issuing new evacuation orders from the southern city, a sign of a new offensive against Hamas. Gazans moving west to the humanitarian zone on the coast, but that area overcrowded and equipped with very few basic services. Overnight, Israeli airstrikes in the evacuation areas, killing over 20. The IDF says it struck rocket launchers used Monday to fire 20 rockets on southern Israel. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Stocks closed higher today, the NASDAQ and S&P at new records. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
There is a flash flood warning for central Grant County until 9:45 this evening. There is also a flash flood watch for the entire WRCO listening area until 1 a.m. tomorrow, with 1 to 2 inches of rainfall possible. Rain ending by late this evening, then clouds begin to clear with patchy fog possible, a low 64. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, slightly humid with a high of 86. Mostly clear and calm tomorrow night with areas of light fog possible, low 62. And for the 4th of July, partly sunny and a little muggy with a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm by later afternoon. Higher rain chances at night, high 82. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and we are receiving rain. In fact, we have received today 1 inch and 45 hundredths of rain, and our current temperature right now is 64 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
God's an ordinary life. Working when it's daylight, sleeping when it's night. I've got no far horizons. I don't wish upon a star. They don't think that I listen. Oh, but I know who they are. And I don't mind. I don't mind. Take me home. 'Cause I don't remember. Take me home. 'Cause I don't remember.
Those tangled up mornings lost in pain.
That was Old Dominion with Memory Lane. Before that, we had Little Big Town featuring Sugarland on WRCL. Just wanted to pass along this information again. There is a flash flood warning for Central Grant County until 9:45. And areas that could be affected from this include Lancaster, Fenimore, and Cassville. The reason is between 1 or 2 inches of rain have fallen in that area, and flash flooding is already occurring from reports around that area. So once again, a flash flood warning for Central Grant County in southwestern Wisconsin until 9:45. And of course, for the WRCO listening area, we're still under that flash flood watch until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rainfall is also possible in the listening area. So be sure to keep tuned right here to WRCO. I'll give you a little more of an update on what's happening shortly right here on WRCO. Jillian Smith with Just Me. Yeah, that's just me here talking to you and thanking you for making WRCO part of your evening. Our time is 7:17 and our temperature is 64 degrees. And of course, we have received so far, I just last checked, 1 inch and 47 hundredths of rain. So quite a bit of rain, but looks like they're getting a lot more in other areas than fact, more west of us, it's like, say, in central Grant County over in Lancaster, Fenimore, and Cassville, they got flash flood warnings going on until 9:45. And it was also kind of expected because, unfortunately, over in that area, like over in the Cassville area, they had received a lot of water already, and it didn't take much for it to happen, but still an additional 1 to 2 inches really makes things worse over in that area. Fortunately, we don't have any warnings yet. I know I had a listener call earlier wondering if there's any roadways closed or any flood warnings for Richland County. They wanted to check before they headed out, which is good. And we don't have any reports here, but if you want to, you can always contact maybe your local police or sheriff's department. Just if you have to go anywhere, and just check with them ahead of time if you want to and see if there's any situations. But when we get any things about any road closures or any flooding issues in the area, I'll definitely pass that along with you as long as I'll be here. I'm supposed to be here till 8. I may stick around a little bit later. I'll kind of see what the situation is like weather-wise. I guess I know in Iowa they're starting to get some really nasty weather there besides the rain itself. It looks like they had some tornado watches down there for Iowa and Illinois, I should say. But nothing here in Wisconsin, so we're safe here. So don't worry, because I don't know if it's going to hit us, because with the way the weather is today, it may not prompt any conditions for that severe weather. But like I say, once again, you never know. So keep it tuned here to WRCO, and we'll keep you informed if that does happen. And I just wanted to let you know that the Hill Country Classic Power will meet tomorrow night at 8 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Also, the Richland County Highway Department will be installing a large culvert for the township of Bloom on Tar Hollow. Actually, that is currently underway. Tar Hollow will be closed from County Road D to Beatty Drive through tomorrow. But check in on that too, because with the way the weather is, that may end up delaying it. But it sounds like that's through tomorrow. But if that changes, we'll definitely keep you informed on that as well. And then also, just so you know, the Richland Center softball tournaments, the Richland Center Church League softball, I should say, has been canceled for this evening. So that is not being held, as well as, just a second, the Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League that was supposed to be held tonight, as we've been announcing all day, is not going on as well. So this rainy weather has made it kind of terrible, but hopefully some dry conditions will come soon. We'll keep our fingers crossed and see what happens.
Want to test drive nationwide 5G coverage with U.S. Cellular?
Sure.
Download the U.S. Cellular Try Us app. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's nationwide 5G coverage free for 30 days.
You can pull over now, please.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com/try us.
It's a special day reserved for family, food, and fun. The Village of Lone Rock invites you to join in the celebration of our nation's independence. Thursday, July 4th, with a big parade at 11, followed by the EMS Chicken Barbecue at the Fire Station and the Sacred Heart Catholic Church Chicken Barbecue at Fireman's Park. The celebration includes great food and drink, Tuningo at 4, meat paddles at 6, the big raffle drawing at 6, with fireworks at dusk. No one celebrates the 4th of July like your friends and neighbors in Lone Rock. Bring the family for a great day in the Village of Lone Rock.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Find the inspiration that matches your style and give your home's entrance a new look from All American Do It Center. A stylish new ThermaTrue front entry door can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single or double doors or with side lights come in a variety of colors from ThermaTrue, plus utility doors to match. Consult the building materials team at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be trekking on back to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s on this Saturday night's edition of Those Were the Days. I'll be remembering the summer of 1982 when I was preparing to go off to college and play college sports. I was captain of the Trans-American School of Broadcasting foosball team. Great times on WRCO's Those Were the Days on FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Sponsored in part by Jones Chevrolet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, and Jay's Power Center. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, Those Were the Days will be dusting off all of the great old hits. Our show is also sponsored by A&W of Boscobel, Center Cinema Twins, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales.
WRCO 100.9.
Holmes with Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. Well, I got some good news. I just checked the National Weather Service website, and it looks like Crawford and Richland County are no longer in that flood watch for tonight. So that's good news for these two counties. But unfortunately, there's still that flash flood watch out for Grant, Sauk, and Iowa counties. In fact, in Grant County and Central Grant County, they are still under that flash flood warning until 9:45 this evening. So at least those areas have been getting the heaviest amount of rain, and that's the way it looked like. It was kind of watching the forecast yesterday, and it was more towards the west they were talking. And I can say, unfortunately, they're getting it because they've been getting some really bad flooding over that way, especially closer towards the Mississippi. So our thoughts are out to them. But, yeah, be careful of wherever you're going. If you're traveling, water in the roadway, you know, turn around, don't drown. And even though we're not still under a watch with the rain we've been getting, there may be some roadways that might have some water over them in the area. I haven't heard any yet, but, you know, possibility of it that you could come upon it. But if you do come upon it, turn around, don't drown. So once again, that flash flood watch has expired. That warning, the watch has expired for Crawford and Richland counties, but the watch is still out till 1 a.m. tomorrow for Grant, Sauk, and Iowa counties. And then, of course, there's the flash flood warning for Central Grant County in southwestern Wisconsin. Also, I just wanted to remind you, the Brewers are on the air. Yes, they're on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And the Brewers are going to try to beat the Rockies, try to maybe hopefully get a three-game streak going against them and take three out of four. We'll wait and see. I'm kind of jumping ahead of things, but if they could win at least tonight, that'd be great. Of course, it's tough for pitching in that ballpark because it is a hitter's ballpark. But anyways, like I said, you can listen to that right now on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
There is a flash flood warning for Central Grant County until 9:45 this evening. There's also a flash flood watch through 1 a.m. tomorrow morning for Sauk, Iowa, and Grant counties. And that watch has expired for Richland and Crawford counties. Rain will be ending later this evening, then clouds will begin to clear with patchy fog possible, low 64. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow. Slightly sticky and humid with a high of 86. Winds will be west 10 to 15. Mostly clear and calm tomorrow night with areas of light fog possible, low 62. And partly sunny and a little muggy on the 4th of July. A 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm by later afternoon. Higher rain chances at night with a high of 82. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it continues to rain in Richland Center. And our current temperature is at 64 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Picking you up's like picking up a gun. Your kiss is the trigger. Daddy met you and he told me, son, you better be careful with it. Eyes like an angel, heart like a thief. Perfectly complicated. My hands on you and your hands on me. I love you and I hate it. Are you trying to love me? Are you trying to kill me? Every night with you is a shot in the dark. You touch me with a whisper, kiss me like a stranger. Holding somebody shouldn't be this far. Oh, and I know this game is one or two ways. Are you gonna play me? Are you gonna save me? With your head on my chest, hearing it be 1 minute. Next, you're cold as the steel of a coat.
So, baby, which one is it?
Are you trying to love me? Are you trying to kill me? Every night with you is a shot in the dark. You touch me with a whisper, kiss me like a stranger. Holding somebody shouldn't be this far.
Thank you.
Lindsay L. with Tripping on Us. Well, that ain't good because they could fall over tripping on us, but anyways, I don't think that's what she means anyways. But yeah, Tripping on Us by Lindsay L. And before that, we had Connor Smith featuring Haley Witters with Roulette of the Heart. Over in Grant County right now, they are under a severe, not severe, but a flash flood warning. Sorry, almost came out with the wrong wording on that. That way I don't want to panic. But that's in central Grant County. And that a warning, flash flood warning, is out until 6:36. No, not 6:36. That's when it was noticed at 9:45. Sorry about that, folks. 9:45 this evening. That goes on for central Grant County. And locations that could be that are affected by that include Lancaster, Fenimore, and Cassville over around in that area over there. And we are under that flash flood watch only for Sauk, Iowa, and Grant counties now. Crawford and Richland are now out of that watch. So that's a good thing. But we are still getting rain here. I just checked the rain gauge. 1 inch and 55 hundredths we have reached for rain since 2 o'clock today. Or not till 2 o'clock today. That's for the whole day. But since 2 o'clock today, we have received 1 inch and 5 hundredths of rain. So that's a lot of rain during that time. We were fortunate not to have any rain like we did, was it not this last Saturday, but the Saturday before. That was just crazy because I think we received during that for that Saturday evening, or we received over 3 inches of rain for that day. But anyways, hopefully everybody's staying safe where you are. If you're out and about, be very, very careful. We don't have anything to happen to you. So please drive with caution wherever you're going in case you do run upon any water in the roadway. And be sure to turn around. Don't drown if you do. Coming up next, we have Southern Pacific. And you know what they are? They're Reno-bound.
Yeah. that's where the party's at. This is how we roll.
Guns. We love who we love and we want to have fun. Yeah, we cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day. 'Cause this is how we roll.
That was Florida Georgia Line featuring Luke Bryan. And that was This Is How We Roll at on Country and Community. Right now our temperature is 64 degrees. Not the time. The temperature is 64 degrees and the time is 7:48. And yep, still raining here in Richland Center. I'll have to take a look at that again. The last time I saw it was around 7:37. We had an inch and 55 hundredths of rain. I'm sure we got a lot more than that there. I wouldn't be surprised if we push close to the 2-inch mark for the day before all is said and done. But according to Brittany Merlot, she says this is supposed to end probably around 9 o'clock. We'll wait and see, because sometimes systems do speed up or slow down. We don't want it to slow down, because that means more rain would be dumped on areas. So hopefully that doesn't happen in your area, and hopefully you're staying safe and sound. And I just tried to check the Brewers score, but the Brewers, right now, they're scoreless because they didn't have their first pitch until around 7:40 at Coors Field. So that is the deal with the Brewers, and hopefully they'll come and turn around and end up winning tonight's game, beating them Rockies. And I just wanted to let you know, remind you one more time, that the Richland County Highway Department is installing a large culvert for the township of Bloom on Tar Hollow. Tar Hollow will be closed on County Road D to Beatty Drive through tomorrow. So if you're driving that way, you may want to find another way to go, because they will be busy working on that. And hopefully they'll be back open on Thursday. And hopefully no other roads closed down today, but I haven't seen any word on it if there's any roads closed. And remember, if you do want to travel somewhere and you kind of question it, keep listening here to WRCO. I'm not going to be about around much longer, so I won't have any announcements. I highly doubt if there's going to be, now that we're not in a flash flood watch. It sounds like the rain's not going to be as bad anymore as what they thought. But don't be afraid to call. Maybe get in contact with your sheriff's department, and they may have that for you. And then, of course, you can always check online, because they always have road closures online, and let you know what routes are safe for you to travel in. And once again, we do have a severe thunderstorm warning for Central Grant County. Not severe thunderstorm warning. Sorry, I made a mistake on that. Flash flood warning. I don't know why I want to keep saying that. I can tell it's getting towards the end of my shift. Flash flood warning is still out for Central Grant County, and that's until 9:45. So if you heard severe thunderstorm warning, do not listen to me. That we don't even have any warnings in the area. It's just flash flood warning. So my mistake, my bad, and my apologies. And with that flash flood warning, places that could be hit by that include Lancaster, Fenimore, and Cassville. And then we still have that flash flood watch through 1 a.m. tomorrow for Sauk, Grant, and Iowa counties. And as I mentioned earlier, Richland and Crawford are no longer under that watch.
You've put off those dreams long enough, but it's never too late. Now is the time to set those plans into motion at All American Do It Center. Is your dream a new kitchen, a new bath, a garage or shed, or construction of a brand new home? Our experienced design team will bring those dreams to life with a full home design, 3D renderings, or a 3D walkthrough. See store for details. Contact the experienced design team at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Are you ready for a sizzling summer event? The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club is proud to present Ribfest Sunday, July 14th at the Lions Shelter at Victoria Riverside Park from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. or until sold out. Enjoy a tantalizing slab of soggy bottom barbecue ribs for just $18 plus sides like potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and plenty of cold beverages. You can even get it to go, plus plenty of family fun. The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club Rib Fest, Sunday, July 14th, from 11 until 2. The hometown of baseball season continues on Sunday when WRCO Sports puts the spotlight on Muscadet. The Mudcats will be playing host to the Arena Aces in a good local matchup. 12:45 pregame time, 1 o'clock first pitch time on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, along with the Civic Media app. Hometown of baseball from WRCO Sports, Sunday at 1 from Pickering Park.
Down the hall at my
time. Love you slow, love you right. Shadows dancing on the wall. Your lips, your hips, your fingertips. Every inch of you just fits like the shirt that I got on.
That was Darius Rucker with Fires Don't Start Themselves on Country and Community. And I think it's about time for me to head on out. It looks like we only have those flood warnings out, the flood warning for Central Grant County. That's supposed to expire at 9:45. I haven't seen any threats of possibly severe storms or anything like that. So I think it'll be safe for me to head on out. But I am going to keep my ear open. If something happens, I will definitely get on and if I do catch it and let you know what's going on. But it sounds like a lot of it may end up ending by the end of this or by late this evening. We'll just wait and see what happens. But once again, there is that flash flood warning for Central Grant County until 9:45 and the flood watch for Sauk, Iowa and Grant counties till 1 a.m. And depending on how the weather is in those other areas, that may end up expiring soon too. We'll wait and see. And I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO part of your day. I will not be back on tomorrow because I will be off for tomorrow. Got the day off. So I will be back again on Thursday. And since Bo's going to be back, I won't be back in until probably on the air until 5:20 with the sports and then bringing you some more great music up until the 8 o'clock hour. Be sure to tune in tomorrow morning. Phil Nee will be bringing you some great music on The Light in the Milk House show at 5 a.m. Also, he'll be doing some other great things, like trivia, sports, he'll have the sports reports, and he'll have updates on what's happening with what happened with the weather, let you know if there's any bad flooding anywhere. He'll keep you up to date on that. Joanne Krulatz will also, during her morning news report, give you an update on what's happening weather-wise in the area. And I suppose I will let you go. Be sure to keep it tuned here because we'll have some more great music during the evening and overnight hours. And if there are any warnings that come across, if I'm not around, our National Weather Service will notify you through EAS. So hopefully it won't come to that tonight. But like I say, I highly doubt it, but you can't really count on that. So keep it tuned right here. And time to take us up to the top of the hour in ABC News. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great evening, and please stay safe, and I will talk to you again on Thursday.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.